Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You're going to want to hear this, and you're going to want to give your opinion on it, and you can do that by texting or calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065. There is a restaurant in Brooklyn called Naj, Sushi Naj. It is a Michelin star restaurant, and it's one of the top 100 restaurants in New York City, and they're in the hot seat after a food blogger went there and did a TikTok of their experience. And the whole experience wasn't very good, but there was one part in particular that really stuck out. And the part that stuck out was that the chef who, first of all, it's a fixed menu. It's $700 a person. He announced.
I'm sorry.
$700 a person.
Oh my.
Okay. And he announced as he was making each course for the people in front of them that the women in the party would be getting smaller portions than the men.
But they pay the same price?
But they pay the same price. And the women didn't ask for this. This was what he just told them. Because they are women, they eat less than men. Exactly. And this is the part where you're going to be a little surprised. Katie doesn't have a problem with this.
I don't have a problem with being served a smaller portion than a man. I should be eating a smaller portion than a man. I actually get sort of irritated that portions just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because not only do we not need to eat that much food, and I mean we as in literally everybody,
right?
But it's so wasteful of food. However, I sure as hell don't want to be paying as much.
I can't believe that I'm taking the stance of, because I hear what you're saying, but it should be a woman's choice. It, like, right? Like, if you want to eat less than a man, save some. 916-909-1065. You can call and tell us your opinion, just like Brittany did. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
So I say that it is absolutely ridiculous for the chef to announce to the party after they've already paid the $700, hey, by the way, the portion's going to be smaller just because you're a female.
Oh, for sure.
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
I think out of hand.
The price part of it, nobody's arguing that. If you're going to serve anybody less than somebody else, then you should pay less. It's stupid otherwise. It almost harkens back to Katie's point that she's made on the show before. If I order a Big Mac with no lettuce and no pickle, then I should pay less money.
The price should go down.
You're saving food.
Yes.
Yes, but when it comes to the assumption that a restaurant is making that you are a woman, therefore you get less food. How do you feel about that?
No, it's definitely giving very sexist vibes. Like, I don't agree. I think that actually sometimes maybe a female might be a little more hangry than a male. You know what I mean?
True.
I love how you go with one sexist, but sexism's wrong on this point. Now, let me back it up with a sexist remark.
See, okay. So I feel like there are some things that just are, and we're supposed to all be fine with it.
Okay.
Like, we talked about how women on carnival cruises past 24 weeks pregnant,
right,
can't get on the carnival cruise. Their right. partner can, but they can't. That is something that just is, and everybody accepts it because women have babies and men don't. Women,
well,
should eat less than men. In most cases, we're smaller.
Okay, well, this is a bad example. First of all, with the carnival cruise thing, it was more of a liability issue for the cruise
ship. Either way, it's a liability situation that only affects women.
Second point, though, this is a bad example because it's sushi, but what if a woman is pregnant? She's eating for two. She should.
That's not a thing, Gavin. That's not real.
I heard it was.
It's not.
What
I
if
asked,
you're eating good
I asked
food?
The OBGYN of the wake-up call.
That sounds weird,
but it is true.
He's delivered all our babies.
All of our babies, Dr. Maher. And he said, maybe increase your food intake by 200 calories a day. But he goes, you're not eating for two.
But you're still increasing your calorie intake, you know, 200 calories. And what if you want to do it at dinner? You know, I just feel like when it comes to a decision, it should be a person's decision to decide whether or not they want to eat as much, you know? And if you don't, if that's the case, then don't. That's your choice.
I think
get a doggy bag.
Oh, I'm never going to get a doggy bag. I'm going to eat it all. And then I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
Just give me a portion size that is appropriate for me.
Well, for $700.
They better give me everything.
They better give you several doggy. Here's a course. Here's another course. And here's several courses to take home with you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Toronto Blue Jays really let United Airlines have it after they did what he is saying is unthinkable. And it has really kind of split the internet apart. People agree with him. People disagree with him. Here's what happened. His wife is 22 weeks pregnant. And she is traveling alone with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a nightmare on earth.
Yeah, it does.
When the flight landed, a flight attendant came by and said, the pilot does not want you to leave the plane until you clean up all of the mess that your kids made with popcorn, which apparently was pretty extensive. And they handed her gloves. They handed her a trash bag and said, get to cleaning.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is apparently what happened.
Okay.
And she was pissed. She told her husband, who has some clout because he's the pitcher for the Blue Jays. He took to Twitter, tagged United, and now it's a whole thing. Hmm. And United, you would think, immediately would back down from something like this. Like, this is, you know, not our policy. This is something that, you know, one pilot and one flight attendant did. We apologize.
We're investigating
the matter. And stuff like that. They kind of didn't do any of that. Here's what a spokesperson for United had to say.
I think it's reasonable to hold our clients and our guests, you know, especially aboard a commercial aircraft, to some standard of responsibility of your kids' behavior and the messes they make. But most certainly, this is an extraneous situation. She's pregnant. So I think the most accommodating thing would be to say, may I help you or allow me to help you clean this up?
So she kind of skirted both lines, but I was actually even shocked by the first part of that, where she's like, we expect expect our passengers to own some sort of responsibility into themselves or their, you know, their children on a flight.
I think that's great.
I mean, I think it's great. It just shocks me. Like, should you clean up after your own kids?
Of course.
When you go out to a restaurant, when you, I guess, are on a flight now or anything like that, should you, your kids make a big mess, should you clean up after yourself? What if you're 22 weeks pregnant?
If you're 34 weeks pregnant, it's a little different.
Right.
I mean, she has two small children with her. She's pregnant. I get that. But how are you not embarrassed to leave a big mess when you go somewhere and your kids make a mess?
Now, Kevin, you have an interesting perspective on this because you don't have kids, but you have a lot of restaurant experience.
Yes.
What's your opinion about this?
I think if your kid makes a mess at a restaurant, you should clean it up. But if you don't clean it up, at least tip for that service of cleanup.
But you can't tip a flight attendant.
That's true.
It's weird that the pilot got involved, isn't it?
That means that they must have told the pilot she made such a mess. It's a mess back there.
Walked past going to the bathroom or something?
Or maybe, yeah.
So
what are they doing then? What point do they think they're making with this then?
I think they're saying, like, you need to be more courteous. It's like, they kind of just slapped her hand for being rude. There's no reason you can't make at least a small effort to indicate that you recognize your kids made a mess and you don't expect everybody to clean all of it up and you do nothing.
Right.
That's like when I go to a restaurant, I'll stack the plates for you to make it. It's more just showing that I respect the people that are not working for me, but in the hospitality business.
Yeah, I guess that's true. People are now coming after me on text messages.
Saying what?
Gavin, you're acting like being a parent is new. It's called accountability. I recognize that. I clean up after my kids. What I'm saying is, should that be forced upon a parent, especially a parent who is pregnant, who has a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old that they're flying across the country with alone? That is a stress test that no one should be put under, because that seems insane. But listen, what do I know?
Nothing.
Here's what I know. Don't give kids popcorn.
Well, that's true.
It's a choking hazard anyway.
That is true.
It's true. Google it. Kids aren't supposed to have popcorn until they're what? 4 or 5?
Oh, I'm just saying, don't give kids popcorn because it is a mess.
Well, that's true. 106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Katie might be on vacation, but that doesn't stop the quest for news and information on Are You Smarter Than Kevin? Kevin.
Yes?
Are you smarter than Kevin today?
Absolutely. Probably not.
And we are going to be playing with Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you nervous at all going up against Kevin? Who would you have rather have gone up against, Kevin or Katie?
I'm a little bit. I've played Katie a few times. I've never played Kevin, so I'm more excited.
Oh, I love that.
We love a more excited one.
Well, as excited as you are, we're kicking Kevin's ass out of the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And am I on Bluetooth?
Can you hear me better now?
I can. Yes, that's so much better. Thank you very much. And 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We're brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Their staff is incredible. Their food is even better. Check them out today. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Natalie. Question 1. This is breaking news, by the way. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has collapsed after a ship with cargo that was too tall to go under it hit it, and it was all captured on video. The video is dramatic. 7 people are missing, but as many as 20 could be in the water. What song did Francis Scott Key write?
I don't know.
Question 2. Yesterday was a really, really bad day for Diddy. He had two of his homes, one in L.A. and one in Miami, raided by law enforcement. They even handcuffed his son. They're looking for evidence for a mounting case of sex trafficking, racketeering, weapons charges, and more. What is Diddy's real name? First and last.
Sean Combs.
All righty. Question three. Arnold Schwarzenegger underwent heart surgery yesterday. He's had heart surgery before, but nothing as big as this. A pacemaker was put in. A pacemaker helps your heart keep a regular rhythm by using what?
EKG.
Question four. There's a horror movie that premiered over the weekend called Late Night with the Devil, and it's a fake documentary about a late night host in the 70s who had a possessed girl on his show with dire consequences. It actually looks excellent. Despite critics loving it, it did not even break $1 million at the box office. However, what it did make was $666,666. I swear to God. 666 is known as the number of the what?
The devil.
Question five. Donald Trump had his ass saved in court yesterday when an appeals court ruled that his $464 million civil penalty for defrauding banks and New Yorkers was reduced down to $175 million, and they gave him 10 more days to pay it. How much was it reduced by?
So it was 464 and it went to 175?
That is correct. Three seconds. Three, two.
$299 million.
All righty. Kevin is coming back in the studio now. Thank you very much. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Natalie, what do you do for a living?
I work for the state. I don't know Mike, but I work for the state.
What a bummer for you that you don't know Mike. Are you on your way there right now?
Yes.
How many days a week do you have to go in?
One day a month.
One day a month?
Yep.
Is today the one day?
It is.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds like a pretty cush gig, Natalie. All right. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Question one. You and I have been watching this footage all morning, but the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a cargo ship that was too tall tried to go under it and hit it. Is that video not insane? It looks like a movie.
It's crazy. The aerial view was like, oh my God.
It looks like a special effects or a model that collapsed. Like, it's crazy. Seven people are missing, but as many as 20 could be in the water. Thank God it wasn't, more. What song did Francis Scott Key write?
He wrote a song?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
That's why he got a bridge named after him.
That's correct. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner.
He's so iconic. Mm-hmm.
I think he was the one that was in prison that saw our banner still wave. Oh, say, I'm pretty sure it was him. Anyway, question two. Yesterday was a really bad day for Diddy. Two of his homes were raided by law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
They handcuffed his son. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Crazy.
They're looking for evidence, mostly for sex trafficking. What is Diddy's real name, first and last?
Sean Diddy Combs.
Diddy is not his real middle name. Did you know that?
I don't know. I just see that everywhere. See. Okay. Sean Diddy Combs.
Question three. Arnold Schwarzenegger had heart surgery yesterday, and they put a pacemaker in the Terminator.
Uh-oh.
He really is part machine now. A pacemaker helps your heart keep regular rhythm by using what?
Electricity.
Yeah. There you go.
Just like one of those things that go, stop.
And Natalie, I gave that point to you, okay?
What'd she say?
She said, I think she said, what'd you say? EKG, right?
Yes.
Yeah, same thing. Well, same thing. All right. Question four. There's a horror movie that came out. I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet or not. It's called Late Night with the Devil.
No, why would I watch that?
It looks great. But it's a fake documentary about a late night TV show in the 70s that had a possessed girl on as like a gimmick. And of course, everything goes crazy. It looks great.
Oh,
get this, though. Over the weekend at the box office, it made $666,666.
No, that's creepy.
That's wild.
That's like the number of the beast or something.
666 is known as the number of the what, Kevin?
The beast.
That is correct.
I know that because of Iron Maiden, their song, Number of the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly, I like it.
You're a big Iron Maiden fan, are you?
My friend's dad was, and that's what we listened to in the car on the way to school.
He would take you to school while blasting Number of the Beast. How about that? Question five. Donald Trump had his ass saved in court yesterday when an appeals court ruled that his $464 million civil penalty for defrauding banks and New Yorkers with his company was reduced down to $175 million, and they gave him 10 more days to pay it with money he does not seem to have. How much was it reduced by?
You said he was 464?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a second.
464, the number of the...
That I don't know.
Best friend's dad.
Okay. Okay.
Give me an answer. 3 seconds.
Okay.
Three, two.
289 million.
I'll accept it. Ooh. It's a weird way to say 289.
You were rushing
to just say 289 million. But okay, I'll accept
because
it.
I did the math and then, you know.
Natalie, final score. Yeah,
Natalie.
You got 2, Kevin got 4. Kevin wins. Kevin win. All right, that's his last name, by the way. Natalie, that's all right. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. Enjoy your one day a month at work. And what is it that you would like to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Kevin.
Not today, but thank you for listening. We hope you had a good time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That can only mean one thing on The Wake Up Call. We're going to play Hang Ten and enjoy those nice Hawaiian vibes. But every single person that's listening right now wishes they were in Hawaii. And let's find out if that's true for Sua. Good morning, Sua.
Hi, good morning.
You wish you were in Hawaii right now?
I so wish, yes.
So wish, right? Are you driving to work?
I'm driving to drop my daughter off at school.
You're what? Oh, dropping your daughter off at school? She doesn't have spring break?
Yeah. Next week.
Next week. I see. All right. Well, here's how Hang 10 works. We've got three categories. And then once Kevin reads the category, you have 10 seconds to list five things in each category. Each thing you list is worth a point. You need 11 points to win. And if you do, you get tickets to see Meghan Trainor and her Spy Kid husband when they come to Shoreline Amphitheater on October 18th. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want a practice round or are you feeling confident?
I think I'm okay.
All right.
Are you sure?
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. Don't dim her shine.
I'm not. I'm just backing up her shine.
All right, Sue. Here we go. Kevin's going to read the category, and then I'm going to start the 10 seconds.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name types of flowers.
Petunia, magnolia, roses, carnation, Oh, my God.
Oh.
Girl, you got all the expensive flowers.
How about the California poppy?
Yep.
How about a daisy?
Yes.
Poinsettia.
Sunflower.
Or however you say that word. That's all right, though. You got four. That's still very good. That's better than the girl who went yesterday got, okay, on the first round. You ready for round two?
Yes.
We're playing Hang 10 on the wake-up call. Play along in your car and let us know how you do it as well. You can always text in to 916-909-1065. Kevin.
Okay.
Next category.
In 10 seconds, name as many genre musics you can.
Oh, my gosh.
Pop, rock, country, jazz, blues. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Four again. You could have gone with punk rock, ska, Zydeco music.
Zydeco music? What's that?
Like New Orleans, like when you hear like that accordion.
Oh, and I like that.
Speaking of accordion, there's polka.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of, but listen, you're doing great.
4-4, that's good.
All right. So as of right now, you only need 2 points to win. Is Kevin going to give you a really hard one? Are you going to give a really hard one?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's do
I'm
a really
down.
Hard
let's
one. Julie needs two.
Okay.
All right. All right, Sua, are you nervous?
I'm very nervous, yes.
All right, I love that. All right, here we go.
In 10 seconds, name things on a map.
Compass, longitude, latitude, country, ocean.
I love you go, yeah, I'm going to give her one really hard. And then she blows it out of the water.
I was thinking of, like, I didn't know she was going to say, like, a compass or, like, an atlas.
What did you think people were going to say?
I don't know.
What?
Who has looked at a map before?
Everyone.
I know, but who can actually remember?
Oh, my God. What would you have said?
I would have said atlas.
An atlas is a map, so I wouldn't have accepted that. What else?
Key.
Okay.
That tells you what symbols are what.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Continents and oceans. That's it. That's three. That's hecka hard.
You could have gotten cities, roads.
Oh, yeah.
Countries, borders, oceans. Like she said, lakes, rivers, topography, mountains, latitude, longitude, like she said, the equator. It goes on and on and on.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. We'll fight another time. Kasua, congratulations.
She's
you got
smart.
You got tickets to go see Meghan Trainor on October 18th, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Wait till you get to surprise your daughter with that when you pick her up from school. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, the boys in NSYNC, they are back. And a lot of people, they're very excited about it.
I'm stoked.
So the question is, have the other boys of NSYNC, boys, they're in their 50s, have they been just waiting by the phone this whole time, waiting for Justin Timberlake to call? Well, we finally have an answer.
Oh.
Joey Fatone, he was being interviewed, and somebody actually asked him that question, which is a very insulting question. And his answer was actually, I personally think, pretty shocking. He said, no, of course not. And I think, come on. Is anybody actually believing that? Is anybody actually believing that they weren't just sitting by the phone waiting for Justin?
They have to be doing something so that they can...
Do they?
Survive.
They've got residuals off of that NSYNC money.
How much is that enough to keep your Hollywood lifestyle going?
Probably not your Hollywood lifestyle.
Okay.
But I mean, it's enough to survive on. It's enough to still have a very upper middle class life. I have an article here. What has NSYNC been up to? Okay. Let's start with Joey Fatone.
Didn't he do a singing competition show?
Apparently that's all he does now.
Okay.
Our competition shows. In 2007, he was on the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars. He came in second place.
Okay.
All right. Then he returned to Dancing with the Stars for Dancing with the All-Star Stars.
Okay.
And that was in 2012. He then also appeared on The Masked Singer, where he was unveiled as Rabbit. Okay. Since then, he's been on NBC's The Singing Bee, another game show called Common Knowledge, and the Food Network competition show Rewrapped. So he just seems like he's kind of like a game show guy now.
Okay. Again, that tells me he's not just sitting around.
All righty.
Okay, he hosted the Singing Bee, just so everybody
knows.
Just
so you know. All right, now let's talk about your precious Lance Bass.
Okay,
Lance Bass, what has he been up to since NSYNC? Okay, well, I forgot about this. In 2002, he was going to be an astronaut.
That was in 2002?
Yes.
No, it was later than that.
Then he moved to Russia, which, as we all know, is very gay-friendly. Then he came home, and in 2007, he wrote an autobiography book called Out of Sync. And he has a podcast, and the podcast is called Frosted Tips. Let's talk about Chris Kirkpatrick, okay? The Forgotten Sync.
100%.
What has he been up to?
By the way, I assume he's a manager at Costco.
Joey Fatone says, no, the boys don't just sit around and wait for Justin to call. Okay, we're getting through. What have you guys been doing? Chris Kirkpatrick, he started his own band called Nigel's 11.
Oh, then that's such an embarrassing name.
Then he dabbled in country music for a while. Oh. Then he went on another game show that was on CMT called Gone Country, where he lost to Skid Row frontman Sebastian Bach. Okay, not funny. He was on Celebrity Big Brother. And he also was on The Masked Singer, where he was unveiled to be Hummingbird. He's the voice of Chip on a show called The Fairly Odd Parents.
Kevin?
I love Chip.
Okay. Is that a Disney? Oh, it's Nickelodeon?
You know Nickelodeon, Chip Skylark. Right. He's a famous singer in there.
Okay, oh, all right.
Shiny teeth in.
Okay, all right. Now let's talk about Jay-Z Shazay. Oh.
Okay.
Which, if I told you that that was a magician, you'd believe me.
Sure.
Okay? J.C. Shazay really tried hard to have a solo career. Really, really gave it a good run.
It seemed like if anybody was going to be able to, it was him mm-hmm. at the time because he was so cute.
He actually has, as sad as this is, the more illustrious career, if you don't count game shows as a career.
Okay.
He became a songwriter for other artists.
Okay.
Now, the sad part, now he did write a song for the Backstreet Boys, which is controversial.
Ooh. Oh.
He got to play Pontius Pilate in a touring version of Jesus Christ Superstar. So oh. not even Jesus Christ. Okay, he got to play Pontius Pilate.
Was it like the Broadway series of the touring show?
Well, whatever it was canceled due to low ticket sales.
Oh.
But he's also on Frosted Tips with Lance Bass.
Oh my God.
So to answer your question, are the boys just sitting around? I guess not.
No.
Technically. But yes.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So St. Patty's Day was a couple days ago, and I was asked to call a manager of a restaurant. So I did, and they did indeed do green beer for St. Patty's Day. So I thought this is a good opportunity for our crazy old conspiracy theorist, Don Quake, to call that restaurant and complain that he drank the green beer and he had an adverse reaction to it. And we want to know, what are you going to do about it? And poor Victor, he's got to listen to the whole thing.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
You're talking to the manager, Victor.
Now, listen, miss, when I was there the other day dining at your establishment, I was having a beer, and it was green, and I had a reaction to it.
Were you here on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, that is true. I was there on St. Patrick's Day, and I had never been to your restaurant before. I usually go to my favorite Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day, McCooney's, but they were having too long of a wait, too long. So anyway, I had to go to your place, and I wanted a beer, and they brought it out. It was green. I said, I'm not drinking that. That toxic sludge, and the waitress says, no, it's just food coloring, but I had a reaction to it, and I need to know, what are you going to do about this to make it right?
Well, excuse me, how many beers did you have on St. Patrick's Day?
I only have one. My wife only allows me to have one. She says that if I get too tipsy, I get mouthy, and I start speaking too much true truth for people to hear.
Well, excuse me, right now you sound like you're already drinking.
No, I'm a veteran.
Yeah. What exactly? What was your reaction? What were you feeling?
First things first, I developed a rash, a pink rash, and it was all over my décolletage.
I don't know where that is on the body.
No, on a woman, you would call it the cleavage.
That within the chest area, sir?
Sure. That's just the beginning, though. It made me yawn quite a bit.
Sir, I don't think this is from the food coloring. What beer were you drinking?
Oh, I was only having Coors Light. Nothing but American for me, my friend.
Coors Light.
Because you can't trust. You cannot trust beer from other countries across the border. They're putting all kinds of PCP and Oxy condoms in our beer.
Sounds like the alcohol was what got to you, not the green coloring. If you come back to our store, we'll give you a gift card as a reward or as compensation.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very, very nice of you, ma'am. Can I get one to Makuni?
No, sir, that's for another restaurant, but I can give you one for this restaurant.
No, thank you, then. No, I'm not interested in that. And let me tell you one more thing, then, before I get going. None of this has been real, Victor. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call called a phone scam that your assistant manager wanted me to do to you.
Oh, my goodness. I was very scared for this situation. We've never had this with our beer, so I was freaking out.
She thought that you would have a good time with it.
Oh, man, she really got me. Oh, my goodness. I want to talk to her about this now.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So there's a problem in New Orleans, and the police department have a rat amongst their staff. Literally. Rats are stealing stuff.
Oh, okay.
So in New Orleans, like every police station, they have a room filled with evidence, and that evidence is usually mostly drugs. And for some reason, the rats of New Orleans have really taken a liking to the drugs in the evidence room. And they have figured out a way to break into the evidence room. And little by little, they've been stealing drugs.
Imagine you see a rat, any rat. What's your reaction?
Ah!
Okay.
Ah! Yeah.
Now you see a rat on coke and meth. It's coming for you.
I don't even know what that would be like. Is the rat more charming?
No.
Is it more talkative?
No.
Because he thinks he is.
It's more aggressive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just like a guy on any of those drugs as well.
Yes.
More aggressive and also coming for you,
yes.
Ladies.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Charles. I am a CPA. CPA.
My mouth's so dry.
And then they forget how long they've just been gritting their teeth at you.
I haven't seen very many people on cocaine, I don't really know what they do. I feel like I have
They think they're the best.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have a better understanding of what a frat is like on cocaine for some reason. And they want to climb your leg.
Sure. Well, listen, the similarities are there for men on cocaine and rats on cocaine, as you said.
Okay. So do we find a little concerning that, and I know that it's not just anybody can walk into this evidence locker, right?
Correct.
You have to be.
You gotta have a key, gotta have a. Right. You fill out paperwork to get the key.
But does it seem a little concerning that there really isn't much standing between the world and the coke?
Not for rats.
Are they not in Tupperware bins or something?
I'm not a cop, surprisingly. But I think from what I've seen in like movies and documentaries and the news, it's all just still piled in that cellophane that they keep it in and tinfoil. You know, they make the bricks out of the drugs.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
and I think they just stack it up and then they put, I don't know, like a pink post-it note and be like, A. Ramirez, you know, case or something like that next to the guns from, you know, the A. Ramirez case. I'll say this. As right as you are that maybe we should look into securing the evidence locker in police stations, not just from humans, but from vermin.
Right.
We should also kind of take a little bit of like gratitude over the fact that of all the cities for rats all over the city to be on drugs, New Orleans is one of the best.
Okay, tell us why.
They're going to blend in. When I think about New Orleans, and I understand New Orleans is a rich city with a beautiful culture, and it's a wonderful place to go. I've never been there, but I would love to go one day. When I think of New Orleans, though, it looks like an entire city of people who are under the influence of something.
Oh.
Either drugs, alcohol, or voodoo.
And if they're not, they want to be.
Exactly. The only city that would rival New Orleans to have rats on drugs would be Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And outside of that, now you got a problem.
Right.
Because you can't have a bunch of rats. Picture Sacramento, where all of our rats are on drugs.
Just methed out rats.
Chaos.
Right.
Old sack is already scary.
Yeah.
Now imagine that.
I don't find it scary. I've never heard anybody say that.
Well, not scary, but more like.
How could any place with saltwater taffy be scary?
I don't know, but they're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
But then picture old sack now with rats that are just hanging out on street corners watching you walk by, waiting for you. You think they're waiting to drop your saltwater taffy, but right. Instead they're going to jump you and try to take your money.
You're right. I mean, everything you're saying is absolutely right. Like a cracked out, because we forgot crack.
Oh my God.
Okay. A cracked out rat in New Orleans.
Crack.
A crack. Like you would just think like, oh my God, everybody loves Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Let's show us your.
Well, for a rat, it'd be teats. So anyway, if you're going to go to New Orleans sometime soon, just know, bring some
Narcan.
Yeah, at the very least, because their rats are on drugs.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin saw something on the side of the road that you've definitely seen, but he saw it for the first time, and he loves it. What is it?
There's the electronic signs on the freeway that says, feeling drowsy, exit, and rest.
Yeah.
I love that.
why do you love those so much?
Well, because it ideally talks to me, because I usually tend to feel sleepy around the wheel, but I usually only see, like, don't drink and drive or don't smoke and drive. It's like, okay, I get those, but
get off
sleeping,
your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like that they're starting to diversify the warnings a little bit.
Expand it.
Sure, yeah.
Why is this hitting home for you so hard?
I just feel seen. I usually fall asleep because I drive so far from Roseville to Elk Grove early mornings.
It's not that far.
It is a 30-mile drive.
Yeah.
That's hacker.
Okay.
And sometimes I get a little woozy, a little sleepy.
Okay. It's not the mornings that this is a problem for you. It's after work, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I get very tired.
Yeah.
But now I know, feeling drowsy, pull over, sleep. People don't judge you.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
I wish I would have known that prior.
Is this something that you're doing?
Yeah. When I'm super tired, though.
Huh.
I'm not saying don't do this. Definitely do this if you are that tired. But what's going on that you're so... I get so much crap on this show for being so exhausted. The only time I've ever had to pull over to sleep in my life was when I was outside sales rep. I was in my first trimester of pregnancy, and in the middle of the day, gotta pull over to sleep.
Sure.
So pregnant.
That's a good point. I didn't know you were so tired while driving. Is it only when you're driving?
Yeah, home.
Something's wrong with you.
No. I don't think so.
Now, you do have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Which you will not wear your mask for.
Are you still not wearing your mask?
It doesn't fit right.
Kevin, I'm going to hit you.
That's not the reason I get sleepy.
That is exactly the reason you're getting
sleepy.
You're
not getting any sleep.
Yeah, you're not getting any oxygen.
Your body's dying every single night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still alive.
For now. You know what? Speaking of still alive, didn't you crash a car and total it because you fell asleep behind the wheel on your way home from work one day?
Yeah. But that's when I learned. Pull over.
Kevin!
What? Well, now I pull over at like a mall parking garage or like a parking garage and just sleep there.
It's not. I don't care where you pull over to sleep. It's kind of weird that you need to do it so often, especially when you don't even live that far away. Wear your mask at night.
Now,
if you don't know what sleep apnea is, it's a condition where your body has trouble breathing while you sleep for whatever reason, physical, mental, it doesn't matter. And you can wear devices that help you breathe. You have one and you don't use it.
It's a little dusty now.
Jesus.
Now, I will say, if you are this tired, I am glad to hear that you are pulling over to go to sleep, because otherwise you are a danger to society. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear
that.
What
about myself? I could hurt myself.
Well, that too.
Or you could kill somebody else.
Yeah, that would be depressing too.
Right. Yeah, that would be depressing.
All right. So to go back to our original point, the warning signs that are now all over the road, whoever's in charge of that, programming those, can you please add the word Kevin to it? Just feeling drowsy, comma, Kevin?
Oh my God, I would have to Instagram that and I might crash.
No, you don't need to.
Never got my name on a billboard.
Do you know what you're kind of like?
What?
You're kind of like a baby. Where something about, especially like a warm, not hot, but like a warm car, you put your kid in their car seat, and as soon as that car starts going, they conk
Somebody
out.
Somebody just texted in and said, it's because like cars like get warm and toasty, and Kevin's like that. It's All right, like put your windows down.
It's like when you can't get your baby to go to sleep, so your husband puts him in the back
seat. That's what my mom did when I was a baby.
Yeah, well, now we know. And now you're like an almost 30-year-old baby.
Oh, ew.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Liam this morning. Good morning, Liam.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So you went on a first date with a girl named Andy. Tell us where you went. Let's start there.
Yeah, we met for tacos. It was super chill. I liked the date. I thought Andy was like my type. Honestly, she's super flaky, though. That's kind of the problem is that like we were vibing, but I can't get a text back.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, when you say that you went out for tacos, was it a nice taco place, or you didn't go to like a taco truck or something, right?
No, yeah, like no, like we like went out for tacos. Like we went to a restaurant, and everything. It was like a totally standard date. I didn't take her to no trucks, nothing like crazy. Like we went to a restaurant and just had the thing.
Well, listen, we have Andy standing by. She doesn't know why though, so we're gonna put you on hold. You'll be able to hear what she says, but we won't be able to hear you. So feel free to gasp all you want. And we'll see if we can get an answer out of you, and then we'll hash it all out, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Liam, now on hold. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. Hello?
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from The Wake Up Call, and you were actually on our show because of a second date update. We just got done talking to Liam, and he told us about your taco date, and that's adorable, and we want to know, why don't you want to go on a second date? Because he says it's pretty obvious that you don't.
Yeah, so Liam, he is very sweet. He's a great guy. He was kind of a mess on the date.
He was like how?
Yeah.
Like, he was just sweating profusely, like, all through dinner.
Sweating?
Like, he was going through, yeah, like, just sweating bullets.
Okay.
Were you, not that it matters this time of year, but were you inside or outside?
I mean, we were inside. It was very temperate. Like, it wasn't that hot or anything.
Was he just nervous?
I don't know, but he was going through multiple napkins, just like mopping up the sweat.
Oh my God, that's so gross. That's so gross.
I don't know why, but seeing a excessively sweaty person eating is so much worse than just seeing an excessively sweaty person. Liam, are you there?
Yeah, I am. So I take a little bit of issue with the sweatiness.
Uh-huh. Why is that? Is she exaggerating how sweaty you were?
No, it's just that we were eating tacos.
Well, what?
Like, they were spicy. You know what I mean?
Oh!
Oh, my God, that makes so much sense.
Okay.
That makes me feel really bad for you, Liam.
No.
Yes.
No, if he knows that he gets sweaty eating spicy food, don't eat spicy food.
Not everybody knows that.
Gavin.
Not everybody knows that. Some spices make you sweat more. Like if I have a curry, that makes me sweat so much. But if I just have
So you know that about yourself.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
But maybe he's never had tacos.
Okay, come on.
No, that's not it. I've had tacos. Look, this is the issue is that she also was a little sweaty. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No, I wasn't sweating. What are you talking about?
I'm saying you were a little sweaty, too. I'm saying that if we're bringing up the sweat.
I was not sweaty.
Now, if we're talking about the sweat, let's talk about the sweat. You also were a little sweaty. That salsa was crazy.
Okay, you were, like, dripping sweat, like, all over the place.
Okay, no, Liam, if you knew
sweaty,
that.
But you were like a little sweaty.
Okay,
like,
get off of this. She was a little sweaty. Why didn't you just go like, I'm so sorry.
So acknowledging it would have made it better for you?
I think so.
Andy, if he would have
been. As opposed to acting like this is just what happens when you eat.
Andy, if he would have acknowledged it, would it have been better for you?
I mean, maybe. I just feel like he shouldn't have ordered the spicy tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel, too.
I didn't know that they were going to be that spicy.
Okay. I feel bad for you. I feel because there are moments where I can get a little sweaty. I'm not that bad. But, like, there, if I have really spicy food, there are times where I can't turn the furnace off. You know, it just happens. If it's spicier than I'm anticipating. Andy, was there anything besides the sweat that you didn't like about Liam?
No, that was the main thing. It was such a visual turnoff.
Okay, but what if he doesn't eat anything spicy ever again in your presence?
Like, you guys only ever eat ice cream.
Right.
Would you go out with him again?
Get that image out of my head.
Would you? Really? You're saying that the damage is done and you can't unsee what you saw.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's so bad.
That's terrible. I agree. Wow. Well, all right, Liam, we tried. I cannot believe that you're not getting a second date out of this, but you and I are going to go out for tacos. How about that?
Oh, God.
And you can sweat in front of me, Liam. You can sweat as much as you want.
So disgusting.
I'm so down. We'll get all sweaty, man.
All right. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.